This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? In case of emergency, break glass and tune in to Joy 94.9 on a Tuesday night for Sci-Fi and Scream.
Night Terrace, a sci-fi comedy audio series.
To let, three-bedroom terrace house on a quiet street, fully furnished, reasonably priced. But this is no ordinary house.
We travel through time and space in a suburban house that's operated by the Taps. Is that what you meant?
Explain yourselves.
Anastasia.
Dr. Black.
If you need a job done, you need to do it yourself. Sue.
Sue? Sometimes blowing bad stuff up is the best you can hope for.
Eddie?
Mr. Jones.
I have no idea what's going on.
I knew something wasn't right.
We must be in a parallel universe.
Cup of tea? Biscuit?
We are omnipotent beings from a different plane of existence.
Totally different.
It's a super rare plane. You probably haven't heard of it.
It's usually a bad sign when you rewrite your own history, yes?
How much do you know about the uncertainty principle?
I'm not sure.
Oh, just ignore Eddie. He doesn't really get time travel.
To hear more, visit nightterrace.com.
Because it's awesome!
Yes, indeed, it is awesome. This is Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9. And thanks again to the blokes and blokes for Chatterbox looking at the Oscars. What a very interesting exciting time it was for the Oscars. The number 88 certainly was lucky for some. And yes, so we heard a little bit of Land of the Giants, looking back there in the 1960s, when sci-fi was overwhelmingly oversized, and also Night Terrace, speaking to two of the cast and one of the writers of Night Terrace, John Richards and Petra Elliott, a little bit later, in fact pretty soon in the show. You can hear a little bit of Blake Seven in the background, as you should here on Sci-Fi and Scream. If you have a message you'd like to send in, tell me what your favourite retro sci-fi show is. Let us know, 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. And how exciting has it been as far as Oscar time goes? We'll discuss a little bit about some of the winners and some of the not-so-winners coming up soon. Yes, but Ennio Morricone, we've got to say, he at last, at age 83, has deservedly won an Oscar for Quentin Tarantino's score for The Hateful Eight. Fantastic. Well done to him for, you know, getting that appreciation and that recognition at last. But we'll have some of his music a bit later. We love that genre, the spaghetti western, etc. But for now, here is some Night Terrace, speaking to the people that bring you audio sci-fi online in a different way. And they're going to be talking about season two that's happening. It is indeed here on Joy 94.9 on Sci-Fi and Scream.
Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94. Is there a dot in there?
Yes, just point.
94.9. Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, stuntman, actor, director, lover, friend, confidant, shoulder to cry on. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
What a launch it was. Here we are, Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. And in the studio is a delight to have with us Ben McKenzie. I'm just kidding. we've got the splendid chapettes doing their thing. Night Terrace is upon us. They had the big launch last night, Monday the 29th. It's a leap year.
It's timey-wimey.
It's very timey-wimey. John Richards and Petra Elliott, welcome.
Hello.
Back again.
No Ben McKenzie, though, which you were very sad about.
I was sad about it. And he probably is too, wondering who this strange woman is. Mind you, he hasn't even looked at the Facebook. Don't you hate that when they, you know that they haven't looked at it, or you know they have looked at it and they don't respond?
I think, Sonia, we all wonder who that strange woman is.
That's a rejection thing, I think. So how was the launch? Tell us what is happening. It's season two.
It was pretty fun. We had some wonderful guests, including Adam Rudiger and his trio. So he did a jazz theme, a jazz version of our theme tune, and one of the songs that's actually featured in episode 8 of the season called I Had a Dream. And we also had Tom Dickens and Adele, and I can never remember her surname, but I think you've met her. She did Feminerd.
Yeah. Feminerd, that's her.
Yep.
She's awesome.
Mm-hmm. But it's basically a party for the people who backed us, ready to go. Thank you for backing us, because you know, this is second series crowdfunded both times, which is pretty amazing in itself. And
they have had the series available to them. I think December was when they got to listen to it. But along with the launch of the series to the public, we also tucked a few little extras away for them. So hopefully they're feeling a little bit excited about having some new content. Yes, because we actually did a live show last year where we recorded one of the episodes in front of a live studio audience, and so they finally get to see what that sounds like on the other end of production.
So you've got them clapping and,
and
laughing.
And we also have, which is kind of ridiculous, because we're an audio series. We're basically like a radio drama, but we have excerpts. We have like DVD extras. We give people all these sorts of... One of the actors, Stephen Hall, who's a member of Mad as Hell, he came in to play a role in the show, and we couldn't quite decide what accent we wanted him to have. There'd been a lot of posh English people in this series. So even though he was playing Sir Francis Drake, we went, what could you play Sir Francis Drake as that's not a posh English person. So we recorded him twice, once as a Geordie and once as a kind of a Cockney gangster.
Which might be
gangster.
Actually quite realistic.
Well, I think he may have actually been from Cornwall or somewhere. But anyway, so we tried out these ridiculous accents, and so one of the extras is you get to hear him do the whole performance in the other accent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Alternate accent is one of the options on our series.
Well, that saves on actors' fees, doesn't it? don't have to get that extra person.
We'll just somehow put the text into a different episode next season.
It's the beauty of audio, I guess. Mm. The beauty of that. And so, yes, look, award-winning series as well. If people don't remember, last year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Your
it
Alice
was.
Awards.
Mm-hmm.
It's
gone so fast this year.
Yeah, they've just had their new nominations.
And...
We hadn't released. Maybe next year.
Do you become judges? Is that what happens with those awards? Do you know?
You work your way up.
I don't know.
Oh, do you?
I don't know. I was a judge on one of them once, and like very poorly. These packages would turn up in the mail. It's like, stop sending me terrible books.
Torture. Yeah. But it's all in good, you know, it's a good thing, isn't it? Yes, we love it. Because someone has to win awards.
So, what are you saying? That the award that we won is
I'm saying the Ari Alice Awards are a good one. I'm saying I was part of a different award, which I won't name, for science fiction writing. So,
gee, that narrows it down, actually. It kind of does.
But you've got the strength of the Anastasia Black character back again, of course. But some new ones here too. I mean, I was at the live recording, mm-hmm. so it was quite amazing who you have.
Yeah, so at the live recording, it was Tegan Higginbotham.
Yeah.
Who's in Holding the Man.
She is, and she's got I'm sure, coming up for, I think it's Comedy Festival, Let Them Eat Cake. So she's going from strength to strength herself.
Yeah.
Gatesy from Tripod was in the live show.
Yeah. And a lovely little girl called Erin Saunders, who actually plays my daughter in a TV series that we've been recording forever. So that was a bit of fun. But then in the main series...
Yeah, it's that whole crazy over... Yeah.
So you want someone from BBC's Doctor Who to come and do a role? Oh, okay, let's just speak to Lou Jamieson.
Yeah, our first international role. Leela from Doctor Who is in the first role, which was amazing that we managed to get her. John Clark shows up for a very brief cameo. Yep.
Gary Russell as well, who he's got both a writing and acting background. You love telling this story, don't you, John?
I don't know which story it is, do I? Which one?
His acting, the role he's best known for is...
Oh, he was in Fame. He was Dick in The Famous Five. I'm sure we all remember Gary's Dick. Gary's Dick was on television every day when I was a child. I could not get away from Gary's Dick.
Lashings of Ginger Beer or what?
Yeah, Lashings, indeed. That was a parody of. Yeah.
I remember. It was, and the little dog. What was the dog?
Timmy the dog.
Yeah. Timmy the dog.
I wonder what he's doing now.
When I was a kid, that was on every 20 minutes. So I grew up with Gary and his dick.
But, you know, that was a really wonderful episode. That's actually the first episode of season two.
Well, that's got Harold from Neighbours in it as well.
The Neighbours.
And also Colette Mann from
and
Prisoner.
And Colette Mann, who is just brilliant.
Playing a tea lady. Honestly, when we were recording the credits for that one, it was like we were randomly picking names out of a bag. It made no sense all these people would be
like
in one
show. So this is like a wish
list
you had, or it's just by happenstance. Yeah. People have just volunteered.
There was only one person who said no, and that was just due to availability. And then the person we got in instead was just as, like, even more brilliant.
Yeah, people don't say no. I think the thing is, because we basically often contacting people to go, look, you're the person we thought of. Do you want to come and play a starship captain? Or do you want to come and play... Yeah. You know, they're roles they're never, ever going to get offered on Australian television.
Yeah.
So they're really thrilled to come in. Also, the other thing about audio, they don't have to learn the lines. They don't have to worry about what they look like. They just have to perform.
Just turn up.
It's a very pure form of acting, and they really
And also
enjoy it.
You do offer them sandwiches, I've heard. So
we do pay as well. That's the other thing.
Madame Fromage
catered us. Our catering was crowdsourced this year. Someone
fabulous.
Offered catering, and Madame Fromage was amazing. So,
and she gives us a history lesson on the food that she serves.
She
us. It's
did.
Great. So right. she tells us.
Is she in the episode? Any of the episodes?
She's mentioned.
We name check her.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
That's great. It's all about cheese.
We learn about the difference between the American cucumber sandwich and the English cucumber sandwich.
Which I can't remember.
The
I was trying to remember the
cut
other
off,
day.
Is that it?
No, it's the ingredients that are used. One uses a mayonnaise, I think,
I think
and
Americans
one doesn't.
Use cream cheese.
Yeah.
And a thicker cut, obviously.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, probably.
Educational people.
Like
you're all learning.
Educational. It's not all about sci-fi, you know.
No.
Did this is Judson Scott, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Gail Simone, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Really? I only make popcorn when I'm going to watch a movie.
Oh, my
What's
God.
Your favorite movie? Hey, Sonia.
So chi sei?
Hi, I'm Maurizio Guarini, keyboard player of Goblin. You are listening to Sci-Fi Scream at 94.9.
Yes, and this is indeed Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9, and a little bit of a tribute to Ennio Morricone, who has survived so many years, decades, over 50 years working in the film score and composition and music industry, and to finally have garnered a well-deserved Oscar for The Hateful Eight, which you can hear a little bit of that in the background. This is Il Quattro Passadelli. We had earlier up the wonderful Elisa singing a beautiful song that came from the Django Unchained of 2013, a Tarantino film, which was one of the first ones that Ennio Morricone professionally supported and professionally worked with Tarantino. And that was Elisa with Ancora Che, which is just stunning, and did get nominated for a Grammy Award. Didn't win it, sadly, but it's a damn good soundtrack. Is Django Unchained. I definitely recommend it. So for The Hateful Eight, he finally scored big time, and apparently Italy cheered Ennio Morricone for his Oscar win. Went pretty crazy in Roma. They were very, very excited because finally the 87-year-old maestro, after more than 500 movie credits to his name, 60 years and five nominations later, is going to return back to Italia, back to his home, holding that little statuette, the gold one. So it's just marvellous. I mean, from everything from The Mission, The Untouchables, Bugsy and Melina, Days of Heaven, you know, these are ones that he made in the US or for the Americans, to everything from The Legend of 1900, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. Ooh, it just goes on and on. Just wonderful. So congratulations to the maestro. And speaking of maestros, we can't forget, we've got more from those people called Night Terrace. Let's have a listen to the rest of some of that interview I have with John Richards and Petra Elliott. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy.
She's stronger than she looks. She's still resisting the drug.
Double the dose.
That amount could kill her.
That's not important. Just so long as she talks first.
Yes, madam.
God, that woman there. Yes, that one. Take her away somewhere and kill her.
He can try. Or he can kill me here. Nobody takes me anywhere.
Very well. God, kill her where she stands.
No, wait. We'll talk about this.
There's nothing to talk about, Tarrant.
I was thinking the other day, Blake 7, and I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if you got somebody from Blake 7?
Well, this is the because
I know you're Doctor Who. You're all about the Doctor.
Well, no, was our springboard was Doctor Who. You know, like obviously we'd been doing that podcast for a year.
Well, I think what it came from is we did the Doctor Who podcast, and through that podcast we discussed the lack of female protagonists, and we thought, well, we'll just make our own.
Make it up. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess it came from that time travel kind of style, but definitely the boys are all, shall we say, definite sci-fi nerds, and I've got a bit of a fun background too. So, but I think the beauty of this series is it isn't just sci-fi, it isn't just comedy, it isn't just drama. It really straddles all three aspects very, very well, and that's some of the feedback I've been receiving about season two as well.
I think also to do with season two, when we realised we could get Leela from Doctor Who in, it's kind of opened that thing. We've gone, well, we can actually record internationally now. So it's we've kind of got a bit bolder. And so with season three, we'll probably be exploring that more to see what actors from other science fiction franchises we can get in to play interesting roles.
Is Overland still alive?
She is, and still working.
That's on the wish list, definitely.
I love me some Jacqueline Pierce. She's, I dressed up as her when I was 14 for a science fiction convention. I'm going to see her then.
Oh. There's a visual.
I want to see those pictures.
And my mother was still surprised I turned out to be gay. So yes, there are pictures.
She knows now, though.
She knows now. Realized. Yeah. Which is funny, because she helped me make my dress.
It's her fault. I was also thinking American sci-fi from the 60s and 70s, too.
Well, we've got Jane Badler as well. Yeah, she's back for season two, playing the same character in a way that you wouldn't expect. So,
seeing as she died in the first season.
She did die in the first season.
Oh, spoilers!
But like any good soap opera,
exactly.
People come back one form or the other.
Is she a twin?
They?
Is she just a zombie? Who knows?
She goes
in a way, aren't we all our own twin?
Twin zombies.
Anyway, are we all our own twin zombies? Yeah, yeah, true.
Now, will there be a horror element in the future?
Have we done a horror episode yet? I don't know if we have.
Well, episode four of this season is it kind of
that's
with Lawrence
ghost.
Long.
Yeah,
we've got the ghost
story.
The ghost, but I think, you know, season three we've obviously had in our minds and in our hearts from the very beginning, and I think
to kill everybody off.
So it's
my psycho coming out.
We'll just have to celebrate season two before we think about season three any more than we've already recorded. Oops.
But yeah, I mean, you should think about doing like an alien type one. I mean, I know I already did that on Outland, so maybe I haven't thought about doing it. But yeah, we should. That'd be cool.
Abductions are always good.
Well, we should give Jackie like a huge gun. Just get Jackie Woodburn going down corridors, blasting away monsters with an enormous laser.
I know.
Because how hot does she
transformer things? Chunk.
How hot does she look as a bikie? I mean, it's brilliant. Have you not seen that?
I've not seen her as a bikie.
She's got like tattoo sleeves and everything.
Oh, she in Wentworth.
There's a no. It was a Neighbours video they put out.
Oh, and
it
has music video?
No, it's a little video for the Channel 5 broadcast in England. Oh, and it has one of these Channel 5 reality stars. God knows who it is. And the idea is he's rung back home to talk to
Dr. Carl,
to Alan Fletcher, to ask him what's happening. And Alan's been woken up because of the time difference, so he makes up all these lies about what's happening in Neighbours. And one of them involves Jackie Woodburn as
passion on with
Susan
Paul.
Kennedy, in full biker gear and sleep. Oh, it's great. You should,
We know that she likes to, because in this season she gets a chance to play an evil character as well as her standard character. So I think she quite enjoys the chance to do something a little bit different.
It must be like that for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she probably gets feels a bit typecast sometimes.
She's been on that show for 25 years now.
Yeah, is it 25?
25. No, she, because the show's been going for 30, hasn't it? And she's been there for 25 of it, I believe.
I thought it was 20, but could be wrong.
It's a long haul.
But she started in Prisoner and she's also done radio drama before as well. So this isn't her first time behind the mic, as it were. And I don't know about, you listen back to the Outcast, we've got a fantastic blooper reel this season as one of the extras that we mentioned. And just listening back to the fun that we're having, and Jackie in particular, it gives me chills.
She is excellent. It would be great. It's like Neighbours and the sort of different paradigm, different dimension, really.
They did do that Neighbours zombie special.
They did, didn't they? Yes. I don't know how it went. I think the English loved it, but they love Neighbours. Clearly,
they
a
do.
Lot.
Yes.
A lot that they come out by truckloads.
It's pretty much an export product, really.
It's like Spam in a can. It's just... It's a brand. It's a great brand.
Hey, this is Alina Huffman for Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Carrie Fisher, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
I got to know you, so sad I got to show you my magical rap flow. I'm gonna go hardcore on these gangster rap like sores on a tyrannosaurus. You never know what's gonna be coming back down on ya.
Shibuya, Shibuya, yeah. I've been 8 years and I still say Shibuya, 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 yeah. I've been 8 years and I still say Shibuya.
I'm hot, the one punch, you're all together, you think I'm Manny Pacquiao, 299 a knockout. You put me up for three rounds, I get you down in two. You haven't seen the best of what's coming after you.
Shibuya, Shibuya, yeah. I've been 8 years and I still say Shibuya, Shibuya, yeah. I've been 8 years and I still say Shibuya.
Never mind, those who mind, never matter. Speak the truth, one of a kind. Never mind all of your chatter. We are about to hit rewind. Set off like a firecracker while we're working through the night. You are sleeping like a slacker.
Scrambled crossing, scrambled brains. Crowded streets and crowded trains. It's enough to go insane. Just another standard day.
music and I feel it now like I feel the game is on. I won't back down till I've won. Shibuya,
it's the place I go when I know my goal is low. And I need to pick up my pick and choose you, cause you got the moves. With you on my team, I know I can't lose.
Shibuya, Shibuya, yeah. I've been at 8 years and I still say Shibuya. Shibuya, Shibuya.
My name is Tom. I'm glad I get to know ya.
Woo, Shibuya, that's iRobot. Our friends from Japan, VIA Melbourne, and the gang, they've been on air with us here on Sci-Fi and Squeam before, and that's their new track, Shibuya. So we played it actually a couple of months back when they were around town, and they did the fabulous artwork. Lucas Stobie, Stobie Studios, did the wonderful artwork for Queer Geeks of Oz. At Queer Geeks of Oz, you can see it there on Twitter. You can always Twitter us at Queer Geeks of Oz, or you can hashtag Sci-Fi and Squeam, or go to our Facebook page, Sci-Fi and Squeam, and leave some comments there. I've had a few likes already for the Ennio Morricone, the Wii tribute for him, who took away the Oscar finally for Best Score for The Hateful Eight, Tarantino's latest film, Western, whatever you like to call it. Fabulous and gory and bloody and hell. Yes, so the Oscars was upon us, and we've been listening to a little bit of some Oscar music. But in the background, you can hear Land of the Giants. We had Shibuya, which was great. We're going to have a bit more of the Night Terrace gang. John Richards and Petra Elliott, we're in the house post the big party launch for season 2 for Night Terrace. It's a little bit different. It's what we do like. We like our sci-fi to be audio, I think. So let's have another chat to them and talk about diversity in this one and other things and what's going to be happening next. Will there be a season 3? It could happen. So don't forget to let us know what you think. 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au.
The Mysterons, sworn enemies of Earth. Possessing the ability to recreate an exact likeness of an object or person. But first, they must destroy.
For the new series, yeah, you've got Lawrence Long in there. I've got some great diversity as well going on. This is good.
Oh, which we tried to do the first series as well, because remember we had an Aboriginal episode where we had
Minju High was in this year.
But last year we had Amar Rahman, and it is a deliberate attempt to try. And, I mean, not only we mentioned actually having a female lead, which we do, every episode I think has passed the Bechdel test. I was trying to work out that there, because there is one episode this year in which the two female characters play a minor role, but even then I think we still pass the Bechdel test.
Do we not mention it?
It's almost spoilers. Sweden has got their whole film industry now is going to be based on the Bechdel test.
You mean have
standards? So you're like as good as Sweden.
Wow. Imagine a government that put standards in that people had to adhere to. That'd be phenomenal.
That's kind of a crazy idea, don't you think?
Yeah. No, we don't want to do that.
There must be a hashtag for that.
Hashtag standards.
Hashtag. So the launch was a success. This award-winning series is back. And there's going to be a season 3.
Well, we're still talking about season 3.
I'd like to breathe first.
Yes, we're thinking, let's just finish season 2.
You just keep going. Like,
we definitely have plans.
Non-stop since Splendor Chaps, hasn't it? Stopped.
Yep.
Since Doctor Who's.
I think, too, the 50th. Thing with this is that it's basically just the five of us kind of making this, and it is a bit ridiculous the amount of. Because it's everything.
How is John, speaking of the other one?
Lee? I'm John.
Ashton. Sorry.
David.
It's all right. He's quiet.
I've got a friend called John Ashton.
No, that's right.
Partner.
Yeah. No, David,
they might be related.
David is our sound wizard, who is amazing. The stuff is amazing.
But the amount of hours this man puts into this series is phenomenal.
Is he okay? We're good?
Just waving him every now and then.
Because that thing, too, you mentioned about the extras, there's a mini series that goes with the series.
Yeah, that we.
There's a song.
Yeah.
There's the extras.
There's the trailers. There's multiple trailers.
It's just, the amount of work he's been doing.
He just doesn't stop.
It's crazy.
No. Awesome. And the thing is, the production that he puts into it, it's not just incidental music between scenes. It's like every sound that you can imagine in the real world happens in this as well. And, you know, the choices behind whether it's a door that's like a normal wooden door opening on hinges or whether it's an electric door sliding back and forth. You know, all of those decisions need to be made in terms of the soundscape, and he does a wonderful job.
It's meant to sound like a film. You meant to think of it as a film. I saw someone on Twitter the other day actually mentioning that it was visual, which I really liked, because that's what we want. We want it to be visual.
That's right.
Which is what sets us aside from, you know, just a standard podcast of, you know, someone putting their iPhone down on a desk in a room and talking about current affairs. You know, there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of creative decisions that have gone into this series.
And the sound of that too, like the sound of an iPhone sounds a certain way.
Yeah.
When you put it down on a desk. I'm sure David would be able to.
He could do that. Yeah, if we wanted him to do that, he could do it.
Has he seen the Barbarian sound studio? Maybe not show that film yet. But he reminds me of the character in that. Have you seen it?
Oh, I always said
I'm going to see it now.
I always said that if David ever went mental and killed everyone, I'd be on the news going, saw that coming.
it's based in an Italian giallo film, and he's an English guy who records nature documentaries, the sound for nature documentaries. He's invited to work in Italy, and it's set about 1976 to work on this fictitious giallo murder kind of horror film. And Toby Jones, I think he plays.
Yeah, don't show that to David.
No, don't show that to David. Watch it first. It's pretty out there.
We do have a wonderful, faux how-to video on YouTube of David showing people how to make sound effects. Right. And it's just him standing there with an axe and a cabbage.
That is great. Yeah. That is such a good video.
Watermelon, stabbing a watermelon.
Yes, stuff like that.
Amazing. Starts off him with stabbing a watermelon, but then he holds the cleaver for the rest of the video. So it's just a man with a cleaver telling you how to
do it. Perfect.
Plugging things into a whirly gig. I don't know.
Like putting a pig's head into a blender, things like that. On tomatoes
No one's ever put a pig's head in a blender for a drama. You're a crazy woman.
Can we write that into season 3 somehow?
Nobody does that. No one. Yes, look, fantastic. It's been a long journey for you guys.
4 years?
Does it still excite you to do this kind of stuff?
Well, I think we actually like each other. That's
you like
weird,
each other now? Because you didn't like each other at the beginning, did you? Really?
Nah. I was like, I'm only doing one gig. It's all right. I can suck it up for one gig.
Yeah. Look where it's led. Isn't it marvelous?
Oh, these are my boys. I love these lads so much.
This is stuff like, we did a year of what was it called, Nerdy Tonight Show. Like, I was telling someone today, the fact that I got to sit in a pub in front of an audience in a Doctor Who podcast and ask a priest how she could believe in God, going, that's not a thing you're expecting to do, is it?
No, like, life doesn't lead up to that,
does it?
That
was great. Going, what an amazing thing to have this chance.
And that was one of our most fascinating episodes, one that I listen back to more often than not. It's that and Doctor Who and Women episode, or the sex episode or something like
that. So if people want to you still have the Splendid Chat.
It's on iTunes.
You can download it from the website. So that's all up. That's all free. And I was just saying, then just working with all these amazing people and getting to tell these amazing stories, which you're not going to get to tell in Australia in any other way. That's been amazing. And the fact that, you know, we've been able to pay. The fact we can pay people is kind of always exciting to go, you're an actor, you deserve to be paid, have some money, come to work.
They get paid.
Yeah,
we do a little bit,
and that is great. And obviously, the very first episode of Night Terrace is available to download or stream for free. Mm-hmm. You'll find that on the interwebs on Night Terrace website, but also it's on SoundCloud and it's on YouTube. I think it's
Yeah. So the free episode is on YouTube. Cool. The new series we've actually launched as well as on our website, nightterrace.com, and that's a terrace house. It's a pun.
Yes.
We recently launched on Bandcamp as well, just another platform, because, you know, some people have that app on their phone and all that sort of thing, so there's many ways to listen to mountains of
trailers as well, so obviously, listen to the trailers.
Have you heard any of the trailers?
For David's sake, yes.
Don't let him have died for nothing.
He's put all the effort in. It's good that it's on so many different platforms and for mediums for people to access, so they can get the bug, really, and then invest the time.
We want to infect everyone
for season 2 and hopefully season 3.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully.
This is Astron 6, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Should you have said your name, though? Matt from Astron 6?
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
Hey, this is Matt from Astron 6, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
I'm Blundersaurus, and this is Sci-Fi and Squeam, Joy 94.9. All the geeky ladies.
Yeah, no.
Game over.
Game over. Okay, now, big question, most important one out of all of them, I think. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars. Star Wars was my babysitter when I was 8 years of age.
Oh, so
my
you had absent parents.
Yeah, parents are full-time workers, and yeah. I was sick, and Mum's just gone, oh, bugger. So she raced out to the video store,
yeah.
Got A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, came back and said, watch that one, then that one, then that one. I'll be back in 7 hours. And I did, and it was the best thing ever. This is Maud Garrett, Chief Bomb of Geek Bomb. You can find us at geekbomb.net, but you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. All the geeky ladies.
Yeah, Sci-Fi and Squeam here on Joy and 94.9. That was Maud Garrett. And she's doing some great stuff with Geek Bomb and more over there in Los Angeles land. Yes, City of Last Angels. But here we are on Sci-Fi and Squeam talking to the Night Terrace Gang, also known as AKA Splendid Chaps, minus Ben McKenzie, who is a busy lad doing many, many things. And they had the launch on Monday night for season 2 of Night Terrace. It's pretty unique. It's very Aussie. It's very interesting sci-fi. And done for your oral listening pleasure. I did say that right. Did I say oral or oral? Anyway, send us a message, 0427 Joy949 or on air at joy.org.au. Sci-Fi and Squeam with John and Petra.
Night Terrace, a sci-fi comedy audio series.
Are you the Australians?
You are such a strange man.
Do you speak English?
There's a dinosaur near that volcano.
Robin O'Day's Dawn in Golden Dove. Got a Charles Fox of Kittens, me jubbly.
I am Spanish!
I've been away at a yachting gymkhana with Daddy and the Baroness, now Dame Foie Foie Foie.
Well, I'm a stumped mullet who's as flat out as a drongo with a face like a dropped pie, you mongrel.
No! Australian!
To hear more, visit nightterrace.com.
You had the big opening night. You're going to have a bit of time off, a bit of time to...
Well, we've still got to promote this thing.
Oh, yeah, apart from that, you know.
Yeah, so we've all got various projects that we're moving on with because, you know, life. I'm doing a comedy festival show myself. Ben is heavily involved with Pop-Up Playground, who are running a campaign at the moment, a crowdfunding campaign to run a game inside a bank where you can rob a bank.
Is this real, or is this just his plan to rob a bank?
They have people to do it.
Actually, that's a brilliant idea. Crowdfund your bank robbing. Oh, that's
They
really
actually
good.
Have an old bank. They've got a lease on an old bank, cool. And so the crowdfunding is just for different levels of laser. You know, it's like an escape room, but you have to get a whole building.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So he's busy with that and everything else that Pop-Up Playground does. And we've all got various things that will happen throughout the year before we think about season 3.
Yeah.
So,
what are you doing, John, though? I mean,
I'll go feed my cat, you know.
I don't talk about the other two.
I've just realized the minute you're telling on your projects, they'll just. Full of a heap, like your dreams.
Yeah,
we had a project on the go last year that we were pretty happy with, and then we went, life.
It does get in the way, all these great ideas, and then stick to feeding the cat.
Yeah. She's a good cat, to be
fair. You've got a new one.
No, I had two. I lost one. I still got half.
It's devastating.
I've got half.
Let me just pull that knife out of your heart there, John.
Fine. Poor Money Penny.
Poor Money Penny.
All right, fantastic. So, where can people go to find out more? The websites, all of that.
Nightterrace.com
is the main space for trailers and series.
Remember the two T's, Night Terrace, but all together.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we do have a presence on Twitter as @SplendidChaps and @NightTerrace. And also on Facebook as
Splendid Chaps Presents Night Terrace. Mm-hmm. I think it is, but look for Splendid Chaps.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
That's excellent. Love the new photo too.
Aren't they fun?
That's great. Yeah.
There was a lot behind that photo.
Was there?
A lot of back and forth.
It is amazing what you can do with Photoshop. It is incredible. You were never wearing that skirt.
I was never wearing that skirt or that face. Okay. Like, to find the right positioning.
Right. You had a stunt double, did you?
Yeah, pretty much. I stunt doubled for my own photo.
Excellent. Excellent.
But we're pretty happy with the final image, I think. It's been great. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on to Sci-Fi and Squeam again.
Always. Anytime.
We love it.
It's like once every 8 months, probably, isn't it? Pretty much. Yeah. At this rate. So, yeah, look,
just
all the best.
Put a pillow under the desk for me and I'll just stay here till next time.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much, Petra and John from Night Terrace, and Ben, wherever you are.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, that was the Night Terrace gang, and they're doing extremely well, and we wish them all the best of luck here on Sci-Fi and Squeam, and to all their fans and listeners and followers out there. Look, good luck with that wonderful ship, Night Terrace. It's taking them a long, long way away to who knows where it will lead. And we've had a message come in, actually, which is fabulous, from Paul, who says, it's so good to hear Servalan on Joy. Blake 7 was amazing. Was it not a fantastic, crazy, awesome 70s, early 80s series. I believe it ran for, what did it go for? 413 episodes, I believe, created by Terry Nation. So there's a Doctor Who connection. And that's the wonderful Jacqueline Pierce, of course, as the mighty Servalan. Such a stunner. Such creations with the wardrobe there. I'll put some pictures up on the Sci-Fi and Squeam Facebook page, and you can check that out. Any more messages? We've still got a bit of time left to go, 12 minutes to be exact, here on Joy. So let us know, 0427 Joy949 or on air at joy.org.au. And if you could, would you have Blake 7 remade? I mean, it's been the gossip for many, many years. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it would be fascinating. So thank you, Paul. She was a favourite, definitely. Yes, and of course, lots of other messages, and don't forget too, basically what's going to happen is next week's show, I believe, we will have a very special launch for those Sci-Fi and Squeam listeners who can get a 10% discount on being one of the people to check out season 2 of Night Terrace. We've just run out of a bit of time tonight and I completely forgot. But anyway, we'll sort that out very soon here on Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. We won't ever forget you. So thanks to John, Ben and Petra, and thanks to everybody involved with Night Terrace. That was just so much fun. Now we had A Robot as well. We chatted to them earlier on, and we talked about what was going on in the sphere of course, what is happening with the Oscars. Now everyone knows that was on Sunday night in the US, and some of the winners, I mean, apart from Mr. DiCaprio, Ex Machina did very well with visual effects, best visual effects. That was a bit of a surprise. Alicia Vikander won best actress, supporting actress, I should say, for The Danish Girl. And of course, she was in Ex Machina as one of the AIs, intelligent life forms. Mad Max Fury Road did very well, best costume design. Excellent. It also did best production design, took away the Oscar for that. Mad Max, go for it. Best makeup and hair. Yes, Fury Road does it again, takes it away. And the same for best editing. Mad Max Fury Road was the winner. Best sound editing as well as that. And mixing, best sound mixer was Mad Max Fury Road. Oh, gosh, they did very well. They did 6 Oscars, I believe, they took away, which is one of the biggest grabs for any Australian team of people. So that's really interesting and really good for
Aussie technicians and creatives. So congratulations to all of them. It's quite a very interesting Oscars this year, apart from all the controversy, but that's what makes us watch it, doesn't it? After all, I would say so. Yes, yes. So, enjoying tonight. Certainly we've had a message coming through saying, love the sci-fi and the Land of the Giants. Me too. They were pretty awesome. I love them so much, in fact, that I think it's only fair that we play a little bit more of the theme song to that. As we celebrate the end of course, Black History Month, hashtag Black History Month, and Don Marshall, who appeared as the only person of colour in that series from the 1960s, Land of the Giants, which I'm sure you can find out there online somewhere in the world. Let's enjoy that theme tune once again here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Connor from Astron 6. I'm turning it over to Matt. I want him to say the station drop. Matt, let's hear it.
Hey, this is Matt. This is 94.9 Sci-Fi and Scream.
It's a real nice day out there,
it's
guys,
a beautiful
in Australia.
Morning.
It is plus 16 degrees Celsius, and that is plus 45 Fahrenheit.
Don't need to
in the US of A, where we're not from.
We'll go forever until you cut us.
This is Paul Cornell on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
are indeed. It's a very beautiful soundtrack, is The Hateful Eight, which has won the maestro himself, Maestro C, the man indeed, Ennio Morricone, scoring his first Oscar. Can you believe that? 60 years it's taken. So, you know, Leo, don't worry, you haven't been waiting that long in comparison. This is Reagan's theme from The Wonderful Heretic. It is basically known as The Exorcist 2, and with the fabulous Linda Blair. We love little Linda. We do, and so does Mr. Howdy. Yes, here on Sci-Fi and Squeam, just loving it up after the Oscars. Fantastic work, Mad Max Fury Road. Congratulations to all the teams involved with that, taking away the little gold Oscars there. And of course, for those who didn't make it, there's always next year. If Leo can do it, so can you. Now we want to thank Night Terrace too, and I got a message from them, by the way. So if you are a Sci-Fi and Squeamer and you would like to get your little ears on the new Night Terrace Season 2. It's pretty simple. Just use the code. The code is, I can say it, Night Squeam. Night Squeam. And that's for all of the Sci-Fi and Squeam and Joy listeners out there to get that discount. So enjoy that. It's a bit of sci-fi for you, made for you, and it's all about them or whatever. Thanks, John. And thank you, Petra and Ben. And also, thank you, Hannah. She's awake. That's awesome. Keep staying awake, Hannah, whatever you do out in Seddon. I'm sure there's sheep to be counted, perhaps zombie ones. Who knows? But thanks for listening and to everyone else listening tonight on the show as we celebrate the great Oscars and, of course, Ennio Morricone, Quentin Tarantino, Sci-Fi Radio, and more, including a little bit of Blake 7, which is a favourite. Maybe we'll do a special episode just on that. Who knows? Or maybe we'll have to get Clayton in here to do something like that. Well, up next, we've got School of Pop here on, of course, Joy 94.9. Next week, it is International Women's Day. That's right. And what does that mean? Well, it means we'll be doing lots of womanly things, but we'll have some great guests, some great hosts, co-hosts coming into the studio for Sci-Fi and Squeam, and we'll talk about some of the wonderful women that have made or do make horror films and science fiction, TV and movies, and have a chat about that, because that'll be pretty exciting, I think, as we celebrate it globally. International Women's Day is, well, it's pretty much every day, isn't it? I think so. What do you think? Well, thank you for tuning in to us here tonight on Sci-Fi and Squeam. Thank you for staying with us. Good night. See you next week.
For International Women's Day 2016, strong female characters. Tuesday, March the 8th, 10 p.m. till 11 p.m., we'll be talking about those ballsy, awesome women that make you shiver, shake, make you happy inside. Only on Sci-Fi and Squeam, we look at the genre, whether it's comics, television, cult, science fiction or horror. Strong female characters. For International Women's Day, here on Sci-Fi and Squeam, on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and squeam for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.